Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Our special guest today on Faith and Freedom is Gianna Jessen. She survived a saline abortion. She was born alive, and she lived. She has cerebral palsy, and she met the Lord Jesus Christ, and she's got an amazing testimony. And today on Faith and Freedom, we want to talk about what you can do, because I think we're on the verge of something huge in this country, to be able to turn the clock back, to be able to turn the page and move this country back to a position where it respects God's creation from the moment of conception. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Gianna, you have a powerful story, and I encourage people to go to your website, giannajessen.com. It's GIANNAJESSEN.com, giannajessen.com, to learn more about you, to support your ministry, and to schedule perhaps a time for you to speak to people. But right now, I believe, with the nomination of a Supreme Court justice who has actually written a book on euthanasia, saying that human life is fundamentally protected and no person has the right to take a person's life. He was speaking about one end of the spectrum of life, euthanasia, at the end of life spectrum. But that principle applies to the beginning of life spectrum. And I believe he will be the next justice of the United States Supreme Court. I think we are one vote away. One more nomination away from having this court repent and turn back and overrule this terrible decision of abortion. There's so many other opportunities we have with what has happened in Washington, D.C., with the national election, with the state elections, and so forth. Are you excited about this as much as I think all of us are?
I can hardly contain my excitement. And I just, you know, I know it was a crazy election and all of that, but there was something inside of me that from the moment President Trump announced, I know we had some rocky moments, but I thought, you're going to win. You're totally going to win. And I just thought, that's it. You're going to win. And I am so excited because I do believe that Roe versus Wade will be overturned. I was listening to a congressman on the news the other night, nearly having a nervous breakdown about this and defending the right to die. And I thought, I'm not calling him a demon, but I thought the demons are trembling.
Absolutely.
Because they know.
And the left are going crazy.
In years, this is actually going to happen. They know it. I mean, they're having meltdowns because they know, this is real.
Well, the scripture says, you know, Satan comes to destroy and Jesus came to give us life and life eternal.
Yes. Right.
And so when the grip of death is slipping out of Satan's hands, you know that through people, whether they know it or not, are wanting to hold on to that. The chains really are the chains of death. And I think Christ has come to obviously break those chains. But we are living at a moment in history where we really can go back to a point in time and set the example for the rest of the world that this is a city on a hill. Why is it a city on a hill? Because we're putting our lamp on the foundation of our Judeo-Christian values, on how this country was founded to acknowledge God as our creator, which means he created us and knew us intimately in the womb. And he knew you. Even though you were destined for death, he destined you for life. And now today, we have the opportunity to do something. Talk about to the people out there about what they can do and encourage them, if you will, to be able to move forward, not only in prayer, but in action.
Well, I believe that we need the grace of courage. I mean, we are the land of the free and the home of the brave, but for so long, we believed, oh my gosh, you know, the media is more powerful. I believe all of that's shifting. I believe that this is an hour where these institutions that have had the upper hand are losing their hold. And I believe that they are shocked, that the media is shocked that they haven't been successful in brainwashing an entire nation. So I would speak to the people and I would say, you know, be bold in kindness, though, in everything you do, as much as possible with kindness. Be bold and tell your neighbor the truth and tell your friends the truth. And yes, there will be a cost to this, but the Lord will so honor you. And then, you know, volunteer at your local pregnancy resource center. I mean, because when Roe versus Wade will be overturned, it will be overturned. I'm telling you.
Yes.
It will be overturned. When this happens, we're going to have, obviously, many, 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 many pregnant women in need of help. And the church needs to be right there, ready. Here we go. Here's who Jesus is. Here's how we're going to help you. In D.C., we need the Christians standing up with their beautiful, powerful intellect, just standing there with great and mighty courage. I just can't. I'm so excited. Just everybody, wherever the Lord has placed you, be bold. And I'm telling you this, if you will not be ashamed of the gospel in the name of Jesus, he will do far more in your work than we could ever do in our own strength.
You know, Gianna, it's amazing when we do know the truth, especially about abortion, and we start speaking it, automatically, you know, we receive not so nice responses for some people who don't want to know the truth. And it's so encouraging to see you who have lived through an abortion to bravely stand before Congress, to stand before others and say the truth. So it's powerful. So you thank you for paving the way for all of us to do that.
Well, there are several things that we have coming up that people can certainly be in prayer about and also contact the members of the Senate and members of Congress. First of all, the nomination has already been given of Neil Gorsuch to the United States Supreme Court. There is going to be an all-out assault against him. He's going to be demonized, just like Clarence Thomas was, and he's going to have a lot of opposition. We need to pray for our members of the Senate, and we also need to pray that that backlog of that jam that they're going to try to stop his nomination confirmation will be broken. So that is huge. We also have, obviously, the defunding of Planned Parenthood. We need to not just simply talk about it. We need to have action, and I think President Trump is a person of action, and we need to make that happen quickly to defund Planned Parenthood. He already did that internationally with the executive order, but now we need to do it in our own backyard. And then there's other laws that will be coming forward as well. You can stay in touch with those kinds of laws and what you can do by going to libertycouncil.com. That's one of our websites that has petitions and information about legislation. Liberty Council, C-O-U-N-S-E-L.com. Libertycouncil.com is a place you can go to make sure that your voice is heard. So at the appropriate time on the specific issue, you can contact your members of Congress and your members of both House and Senate. So Gianna, this is an incredible time. I know all that you do is so critically important. How can people help you in what you're doing?
Pray for me. My goal is to live the impossible because nothing is impossible for Jesus.
I think you're
and
doing
I'm
that.
But no, but I mean even more. Like just calling the things which are not as if they already are. But and I know that there is very little time left, but if I could just have a second to say one other thing, is there time?
Sure.
Okay. I was listening to a former occult member talk about the importance that Christians don't realize the importance of literally pleading the blood of Jesus and praying the actual each piece of the armor of God on themselves every single day, as written about in the book of Ephesians, and how he was speaking from a former occultist perspective on how powerful that is. And I'm telling you, arrows shoot right off me and just to my side. So, I mean, day after day, because at 11:11 every single morning, I pray each piece of the armor of God on me as I pray for my impossible things. And so I just wanted to pass that along to believers that are listening to not abandon that.
Well, that is a great way to conclude this time with you, Gianna. Great counsel that all of us can do. And oftentimes we underestimate the power of Jesus Christ. And yet you're right, the blood of Jesus Christ covers all sins and can break any bonds and chains. Gianna Jessen is our guest. GIANNAJESSEN.com is the website. For more information about what you can do, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org or libertycounsel.com.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation.